The stately Supreme Court chamber was packed with lawyers and lawmakers who were hanging on every legal argument the justices raised during the one-hour hearing. But the courtroom also had a number of former felons, including Louise Benjamin from Richmond. She admits that she made some bad decisions that led to her malicious wounding conviction, but she also says she walked away from the Supreme Court oral arguments hopeful that the justices will uphold the governor's controversial executive order.
I mean, I'm just waiting on them to do what they got to do so I can get my vote, my rights back. Yeah.
Do you feel hopeful that's going to happen?
Yes, I feel very hopeful. Very hopeful.
Republicans say the governor does not have the authority to restore all 200,000 former felons with one sweeping executive order. They say he has to consider each and every case individually. Republican Delegate Rob Bell of Charlottesville.
No governor prior to Governor McAuliffe has done this, and in the last two, Governor Kane and Governor McDonnell specifically explored doing it, and their legal teams concluded that you can't. Not that it's a good idea or bad idea, but just you can't. The Constitution doesn't allow it.
This case is not just academic. It could end up tipping the balance of power in a key swing state during a hotly contested presidential election. Reporting from the Virginia Supreme Court in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.